Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say, Joe?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Now, you know, it ain't the first time I've said this. You truly want to be part of the solution. You truly want to make sure that, you know, really, that you... that you got the... I know. I'm giggling because I say this so often. Some of you actually even make fun of me for saying it, but you think I'm saying it because I like to hear myself speak? No, it ain't true. I mean, you guys have got to get on the stick and get informed. That way, everybody, you know, it'll work. It'll work. And it'll work because when you're sitting there and somebody says something that they think you don't know anything about or says something that's way out of line, you can look and go, where'd you get that information? Look, it goes back to the days of the Trump stuff. I've had people tell me how much they hated Trump because he was racist, bigoted, homophobe, whatever. They go, really? Can you please tell me where? Give me a specific example. I mean... I think this is why you gotta stop challenging the Democrats, right? When they talk about how many women that Trump actually hired, when they talk about how many, you know, gay, lesbian, whatever, transgender maybe, how many people that he had appointed to positions, it was making them nuts because it was taken away. How many black females that he had either working for him? Hired one of the first black female supervisors, building supervisors in New York. But he hated women. He hated blacks. He hated gays. That's what they tell you. But they can't ever put their finger on one time. And look what the White House is doing now. It almost is, they have a checklist. And if you don't meet the checklist is what? Maybe transgender, gay, lesbian, black. Those are the first four things. Not whether you can do the job. And just to show you, I'm an equal opportunity offender. Look at Pete Buttigieg. He has no business being the Secretary of Transportation. He hasn't got a clue as to what he's doing. He knows nothing about that stuff. The joke was he couldn't even fill the potholes in his own little city, little town that he got elected to. But yet, let's make him Secretary of Transportation. That makes all the sense in the world. It never, never ceases to amaze me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, anybody else find it kind of a really whack job? Really, we got to be whacked out. When Joey B. traveled to Philadelphia, right, he was in front of Independence Hall, the place where the nation's founders signed the Declaration of Independence, to make his case... for the continued battle for the soul of the nation. I can tell you what that sounds like. Now, the president, in his remarks, said that we're at an inflection point regarding where we stand and the path we'll take for the future. This is a true statement. Think deeply about this. Think deeply about what him, what he stands for, and what the people who support him stand for as well, and what they're okay with. Just start off with no southern boundaries, illegal immigration, come into the country. We can't check you out. We'll put you on buses, or we'll move you into middle part, you know, fly, right? They still got those flights going on. We'll fly you into parts of the country and hope to God you come back for your court date. We don't know whether you're here properly or not properly. We don't know whether you've been vaccinated or not vaccinated. We treat our American citizens worse, but this is what they stand for. They don't care that we are hundreds of thousands in numbers up from the days of Trump coming over the border. They're okay with that. They're good with that. They're okay, the same group. They're okay. They're good with abortion. Right up to and in some cases while birth is taking place. Do you understand what you have to do to that baby? Yes, you heard me. That baby. They're okay with that. These are the people that he, Joey B, wants you to vote for, vote with, and be part of. Right? They want you to follow science, but only as they dictate science. Not as science really is. You can be any one of 79 genders you want to be. I think there's more than that now, but whatever. So you only follow science up to the biology part. Then you make it up as you go. Think about that. And simply refusing to call somebody what they want to be called can land you in jail or lose your job. I mean, these are all the things. Well, no, there's a whole boatload of them. I'm just scratching the surface. That team, if you're a Democrat, that you're voting for, is okay with. It is against federal law to protest out in front of a judge's house. Reason of getting them to change their mind on an issue. Now, if you find out a judge is a pedophile or something along those lines and you're protesting out in front of the house, I think I wouldn't have a big problem with that. But if you're trying to get them to change their mind on an issue or subject, I have a massive problem with that. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it's sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, host. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-GO-JOE, 855-7-8-5-5. I know. You want to keep dancing. Good for you. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the solution. That's what I want. I want you to be part of the solution. You know, earlier I had Zoe on, Alfonso Rachel. And, you know, we always, I don't have a problem with it. Some of you might, but I don't have a problem with it at all. We always get into the spiritual side of what's going on. Some of you call it the religious side. Well, whatever makes you happy. But but the spiritual side of what's going on, right? And the majority of Americans do believe in God. I don't know if they believe that there's, I don't want to call it spiritual intervention, but if there's truly things going on in the spirit world on a regular basis, I don't know. But I got to tell you something. I mean, seriously. What else is driving this thing? When you have evil, like people think that pedophilia, you got to rename it. Right now, MAPS, minor, what is it, what are minor attracted persons instead of pedophiles? How does this work? How does this make sense? How does this show that you love and you care for kids? But they don't want the pedophiles to feel bad. It's okay for the kids to be scared and not have a problem, right? It's just crazy. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. The Ohio Supreme Court, they'll not hear the Oberlin College appeal, and they want the college to pay the bakery its damages. And this is perfect. This is exactly what we're talking about in the freedom of speech scenario. Look, I'm not suggesting, let me just, I'm going to go over the top with this, so bear with it. And I'm not suggesting I'm for this in any way, shape, manner, or form. But let's say you had restaurants, restaurant, store, whatever, that wouldn't serve blacks. They wouldn't serve Asians. They wouldn't serve Italians, whatever. They called out a specific group of people. Now, you can sue the garbage out of them. How does that change their heart? How does that change their mind? All it does is make them madder. How about you do this? This is where capitalism shines. I wouldn't go eat at a restaurant that didn't serve somebody for the color of their skin, their sexual orientation, their height, their ethnicity. If I found out that was going on at a restaurant, I wouldn't frequent the place at all. I wouldn't even go there to begin with. And that's why capitalism works in that light. Nothing ever works. It's like Roe versus Wade. It's been a fight since day one, and this is right out of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's mouth. She said this was an issue. She said that the court should have never ruled this way. It should have taken up that they should have left it to the states, because what the court did was open up the door to decades of fight. And she was right. Right on the money. It's the same thing now. These things that the left doesn't like. I mean, you've got prominent Democrats coming out and saying, if you don't vote Democrat, there'll be a civil war. Can you imagine if that was flipped? Can you imagine if a Republican said that? They'd be like a January 6th thing. They'd want to come and all get us all, interrogate us, put us in jail so they can figure out what to do with us, right? And that seems to be, nobody's pushed back on that, right? Nobody said that should have been said. This is just amazing to me. I mean, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. She says, if you don't vote Democrat in November, you'll get a civil war. And this seems to be okay. Now, maybe she doesn't mean it. Maybe just she's trying to save her sorry little career that's gone sideways. Actually been flushed big time, right? You know, if you don't want a civil war, vote for Democrats. If you do want a civil war, vote Republicans. I mean, how does that make any sense? I don't know if any real... I don't know if any real Democrats took her to task. And don't give me that stuff, she's a comedian, haha, she was making it funny. Because I'm not buying it at all. You know, again, you look at this and look at the direction they're going into. These are the same people that say that we shouldn't be violent, we shouldn't call for violence, we shouldn't have anything to do with this. This was the same woman who made it look like that President Trump's head had been cut off and was holding it up with blood dripping off it. Well, not real blood, obviously. Just amazing. So first she threatened to kill the president, or threatened that the president should be killed. And now she's threatening a civil war. But she'll walk around all day long without a problem. Right? Just amazing to me. These are the double standards I talk about on a regular basis. See, the left, they really don't care about the meanness and the nastiness of the threat. They don't care. They do it all the time. And they justify it, and they get away with it. They only care when it comes from the right. They only care when we say something that they can twist and do all kinds of stuff with to make us look bad. That's the only time they care. Anyway, back to the college. So, I don't know if you guys remember this, but Oberlin College was stalling and sidestepping paying the Gibson Bakery over $30 million after losing a defamation case. It's now September. This leftist institution still hasn't met its legal obligation. Now, the beauty behind this, though, I'm loving this, is that the Oberlin, well, they're securing about $4,300 in interest each day it doesn't pay up. Now, they've appealed this all the way to the Ohio Supreme Court, and the Ohio Supreme Court said, yeah, we're not interested. Go ahead and pay the bill. God bless them. Talk more about this after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Department of Justice is appealing a court-ordered special master review of the documents seized by federal agents from former President Donald Trump's Florida estate in early August. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon had originally granted the request by Trump's lawyers to have an independent third-party review the documents. The Justice Department asked Cannon to partially stay her order while the appeal is pending. President Joe Biden gives remarks about Queen Elizabeth's death.
I just stopped by the British Embassy to sign the condolence book in her honor. I had the opportunity to meet her before she passed, and she was an incredibly gracious and decent woman.
Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom passed away peacefully in Scotland at the age of 96. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Talking to myself over here. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. And I mean that sincerely. Right? Do the best you can do. But you make sure you have the information first. It's the best way to do it. Again, I say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. All right, we're talking about the Gibson Bakery. Again, a far-left college decided that they didn't have to pay the bill. And the Ohio Supreme Court said, hey, I'm not so sure about that. On top of that, we're going to hit you with $4,300 a day in interest that you don't pay the bill. Now, Gibson Bakery has served the city and was on the school on good terms for a gazillion years. All of that changed in one day. A black Oberlin student tried to buy wine with a stolen ID. The store clerk, the son of the grandson of the late owners, David Gibson and Alan Gibson, or Aline Gibson, I'm sorry, they noticed two more bottles of wine hidden in the student's jacket. Gibson took out his phone to take a photo and call the police. The student knocked the phone out of his hand, hit him in the face, and then Gibson decided to run down the thief outside the store. The two thieves' friends, also college students, joined the fight. The students were beating Gibson when the police arrived. They arrested the students. The students not only confessed to their crimes, but said they didn't believe Gibson's actions were motivated by race. Unfortunately, leftists at the school didn't care. This is what's happening on a regular basis. They don't care what the crime was. If these kids were white, you wouldn't even hear about this. Now, we've got from a point of worrying about law and order to not caring about law and order, just caring about the color of the skin of the person committing the crime or not committing the crime, right? This is what I mean. This is proof positive that the left has gone way too far. They're way out in left field, so to speak. I mean, these people confessed to their crimes. And lefties didn't care. Not interested. Wait a minute. Think about this. Not interested in their truth. Or in the truth. They accused the owners of being racist and boycotted the store. Former Vice President Dean of Students protested the bakery along with the students. She claimed she was there to supervise, not to protest. But she handed out flyers designed to damage the bakery's reputation. Students even received class credit for attending the protest. But she was only there to supervise. Think of what they taught these kids. They didn't tell the kids the truth. They didn't allow them to figure out what they wanted to do or how they wanted to do it. So thank God the Gibsons filed a lawsuit against the school on defamation and business interference grounds. She, the teacher, was also named in this lawsuit. And the family-owned business won. You know why? Because the truth prevailed. See, what happens a lot of times, we don't fight. It's over. It's just these dudes. Nothing I can do about it. No, there is something you can do about it. You find the right people to take it over. You find the right attorneys to take it over. And you will make a difference. But you have to be willing to fight. We've kind of lost the belly to fight. What happened in this country? Sometimes you go into these fights, you think, or you know you're going to lose. Look at the beaches of Normandy. They knew what was going to happen that day. And they still went and they fought. The jury agreed that the Overman College libeled, slandered, and disrupted the store's business. The said school must pay millions of dollars in damages and all their attorney fees. The state's highest court has refused to listen to it. The attorney went on to say, on behalf of the Gibson family and the trial team, truth still matters. David can still overcome Goliath. We at the Gibson family are gratified that all the judges on the court, all of them on the Court of Appeals and the majority of the Ohio Supreme Court, recognizes the rights of the individuals rather than the bullying tactics of the big institutions. It's not just the big institutions. It's the bullying tactics of the far left. That's the biggest problem. Orwell said it was disappointed. No kidding, right? We're talking about millions of dollars here. With the outcome, it remained committed to strengthen the partnership between the college, the city of Oberlin, and its residents. Right? I guarantee you that the bakery, the owners of the bakery, will give back to the community. I don't mean give all their money to the community. That's not what I'm talking about. But if Oberlin really, listen, they were disappointed. They remain committed to strengthen the partnership between the college, the city, and its residents, which they've already damaged. They'll continue that important work while remaining focused on our core education. Well, teaching what? Teaching them they can do anything they want to do or else? The college can demonstrate that, you know, commitment by respecting the legal process. Honor the jury's verdict. Pay the bakery's damages. You know, if you're that far left and you hate the right so much that this is okay, you're good with all of this, then you're the problem. Look, I've been down this list before. If you're so far right that you think that you can never vote Republican because you're so bad, you're so nasty, you're the problem. I'm sorry, because the other way around, if you're a Republican and you think that the only person you can vote for is a Republican, you're the problem. There are a lot of great Democrats out there. Sorry, but there are, whether you hear it or not. They don't buy into what the party as a whole is doing. Just amazing. And that's what's happened. We've become polarized in that light. We've become hateful. It's something that really, really shouldn't be. Yes, I drive myself nuts. Sorry. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really, seriously, there's a lot going on. A lot happening that we should be watching. We should be paying attention to. And then here's another thing. I love this one. Rick Wilson. You don't get much more anti-Trump than this guy. The anti-Trump pundit said that the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, right, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact. Hello? This guy's one of the most despicable human beings on the face of the earth. I've never called for the assassination of Obama. Nobody I know has. Nobody I know ever called for the assassination of Joey B. Matter of fact, we say on a regular basis, we don't want these kind of things to befall these people. I want them to go away. I don't want to get shot in the head. I want them to go away, though. Right? I mean, this guy went on the air. What's it? Now he's calling out for domestic terrorists to engage. He went on the air and he went on TV and called on someone to put a bullet in Donald Trump's head. Put us out of our misery, so to speak. This guy's part of the Lincoln Project. What a real sick. And this is where they play those games, right? Let's use the Lincoln Project because, you got to use the name Lincoln. These perverts and lowlifes of the Lincoln Project, they're back. And they're on Fox News. This is why I say to you can't trust Fox News anymore. I mean, the last catastrophic campaign that they had, just ridiculous. If I was them, I would have crawled back in my cave and not come out again. The charges were made against it. They were big-time sleazes. The Paul Ryan-run Fox outlet. Paul Ryan, can you imagine, guys? You almost voted him in as VP. Romney Ryan. Right? I mean, just Democrat light. Both of them. I mean, Romney will never hope to God you guys pay attention. Never, ever, ever run for president again. Never. Just amazing. Wilson posted a profanity-laced tirade against Trump Thursday on Twitter, accusing the former president of being a threat to democracy. Of course. These guys are sick. There's no outrage from the left, though. There's no condemnation. Not been banned from MSNBC or CNN or ABCDEFG. Isn't that amazing? Calls for violence. Calls for killing of somebody. It's all good. Show me senior host. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi. Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Don't be kidding, host. Always a pleasure to have you. 855 is okay. 855-732. 5562. Always a pleasure to have you with me. It's just so much going on. Right? All right, come on, let's have some fun. I know, I get off on some of those stuff, and it's just, it makes me nuts. Right? I don't know if you guys caught this. AOC. AOC, I won't say her real name, so don't even ask. If you don't know who it is, I don't know what to tell you. She's worried about marrying a white man. She fears Trump supporters would kill her. Now, she can't tell you why. Right? Not really. In a wide-ranging conversation with GQ magazine, Representative AOC out of New York, she confessed to feeling shunned by her own party. And she said she worries about marrying a white man and being killed by Trump supporters. Shunned by her own party. Stop being such a whack job. Put stuff out there that actually makes sense. You want to go totally green? In a matter of a couple of years, like right now, we have to start now, right now? I'll tell you what, if you want to test those planes that you want to ride in, go for it. No, really. I'll watch. The Democrat Socialist and Squad member. She's featured in the magazine's most recent edition. She's in a navy blue suit and a black turtleneck with bold red lipstick. That's all she ever wears, for God's sakes. The cover advertises a discussion on masculinity, power, and politics in a post-Roe America. This is just hilarious. She says, I hold two contradictory things at the same time. One is just the relentless belief that anything is possible. But at the same time, my experience here has given me a front row seat to how deeply and unconsciously, as well as consciously, so many people in this country hate women. And they hate women of color. Yeah. See, they have to keep spreading that narrative. They have to keep even getting themselves to believe it so they can speak to it. So she's just chinning up support. She speaks about her short commute to work, which she walked prior to January 6th. She's afraid that she might be killed within a month because so many people hate women. People ask me questions about the future. And realistically, I can't even tell you if I'm going to be alive in September. And that weighs heavily on me. It's not just the right wing. Misogynistic transcends political ideology, left, right, and center. See, she thinks that any time a male tells a woman no or doesn't agree with her, he hates women. This is the sickness of the left. Not all left, don't get me wrong. Don't go painting with a broad brush. But people who speak like this, this is a sickness. This is a disease. This is what you parents did to your kids by always telling them how great they were. How always telling them never let anybody stop you. Without any kind of qualifiers. That was wrong. It was dead wrong what you did. She's worried people are going to kill her because she's a woman of color? Really? Who scared her like that? Who's getting beat up in the streets? It isn't people of color anymore. In her own New York City, you've got black folks beating on Asians. I'm sorry, last I checked, Asians were white. Go look at what's actually happening. Who's beating on who and how? Let's not sugarcoat this. We're all afraid to talk about it. They'll call me a racist. What? For speaking fact? If I look at a picture of a black man punching a white woman in the face, that's a simple statement of fact. And vice versa. If I saw a white guy punch a black woman in the face, it's a simple statement of fact. But here's the difference. Right away, that's a racist. That's racist. Period. But the black guy punching the Asian woman is not. Somehow. We saw it. We got video. We got all kinds of footage. No outrage from the left. Absolutely none. I can't even tell you if we're going to be here in September. Wow. Running for a third term in the House in November, the former bartender was called the political voice of the generation. Yeah. If that's the voice of that generation, that generation is a lot of trouble. AOC, who also got engaged to Riley Roberts in April, shared her concerns about marrying a white man, namely that she wasn't sure an intercultural interracial relationship would work for her. Why? Right? It is the presence of good men that has shown me what kind of men are possible in this world. Okay, but what does that mean? I mean, seriously, you love the guy? People put up with adversity all the time. You got it easy compared to black and white people back in the 50s and the 60s. You don't know what adversity. You know, that's the other thing. Albina King came out here one year. Came out to an event that I was having. And some of the black kids were talking about racism to her. And she got up out of her chair. She's like, honey, you don't know what racism is. Let me tell you what I had to put up with. And this is how far you've come. And this is how far white folks have fought for your freedom. See, the mantra today among the Democrats is that white folks don't want you free. They don't want you to have your own life. They don't want you to be able to do what you want to do. That's a lie. It's a lie. A lie from the pit of hell. Because it's the only way they can maintain your fear to keep you from voting for us. It's wrong. Many tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of whites have died in the fight to free blacks over the years. And for them to squash down the history, or lie about it, actually, that's really the reality, is that they're lying about it. And we can't let them do it. You can't let them get away with it. And the other thing that's very obvious if you pay attention and watch, when a black conservative speaks out, what happens? They get labeled an Uncle Tom. Or an idiot, or whatever. I will bet you right now, you know, I should reach out to a couple of my liberal friends and say, look, let's watch Uncle Tom together. No joke, let's watch Uncle Tom together. In the profile, AOC, who got engaged to Riley Roberts, I know I'm going to repeat myself, she shared her concerns about marrying a white man. She wasn't sure that an intercultural, interracial relationship would work for her. Well, it's been working up to now. Either he's got a lot of money or the sex is great or something, because she doesn't think this is going to work. How long does it take to figure it out, AOC? How long are you going to be with him? Right? They contradict themselves in their own lines. She says, it was open hostility to my presence, my existence. Since I got here literally day one, even before day one, I've experienced a lot of targeting, diminishment from my party. Why? Because you're a bartender who got elected to Congress, who supposedly has a degree in economics, but you can't add 2 + 2. That's why they made fun of you, not because you're a female. Because you're ignorant. You know, seriously, they were all excited. They had this new young blood. And then you get in there and come up with the most foolish things. And then when somebody questions you with a male, you talk about misogyny. My God. I don't even know what you call this. Somebody questions you, a man questions you, and what's your response? Well, he's just mad because he can't sleep with me. Honey, if you were the last person on the face of the planet, I wouldn't sleep with you to repopulate this place. Seriously, I'd be afraid that they would come out with the same mindset you have. This is a victim mentality. She grew up in an affluent neighborhood. This is how easy it is to fool people. She was known as Sandy in high school. Daddy had money. I mean, are we for real here? Stop telling me how poor and how bad things are for you. They weren't. That's a lie. In general, the Empire State Representative said that her experience in Washington is very different than what people may think. Others may see a person who's admired, but my... Really? Who are we talking about, the Queen? But my everyday lived experience here is a person who is... despised. Imagine working a job and your bosses don't like you. Folks on your team are suspicious of you. And then competing company is trying to kill you. Wow, she needs psychiatric care. No, really. She, first of all, shouldn't have a boss. The boss of the people. Right? Secondly, when the people around you in higher positions yours to see you're not doing the right thing, they're not supposed to coddle you and tell you you are. You affect too many people. And, her bosses don't like her. Oh, give me a break. Grow a spine. Joe Messina, your host. Yeah, I gotta go throw. Be back later. All right, we're here all week. Hopefully you'll join us. God bless. Don't do anything stupid, people. Stay safe.